This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're in hour number two right now, taking your phone calls, going right to them. I ask callers to call in specifically on their Frankenshot stories, what happened to them personally, friends, family, neighbors, or reports they'd like to give to the public. Jeff in Canada, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Oh, good. Been a while talking to you, and I got a real transmission for you today. I believe it's from God. I'm going to submit it to you, but I'll tell my stories first. Got a coworker, 18-year-old kid, had COVID and got over COVID. Then the family said, you can't come over unless you get the shot. He got the shot. Then the day later, couldn't breathe, chest congestion, and he's been getting sicker and sicker. Went to the doctor. The doctor said to him, I'm seeing a case like you every other day in here now. And he just got sicker and sicker, had to be laid off, and we can't get a hold of him on the phone now. We assume he's dead. Next door neighbor dropped dead of cancer that went viral in about 3 weeks. I got people that have cancer on my floor in my apartment that I live in. Now he's got heart condition. I got people that have gut problems and circulatory problems. I live in a town of about 12,000 people, and typically there would be one, you know, small page of obituaries. That has tripled since all of this began. We're getting devastated here, Alex, in Canada. One in 30 choose to kill themselves now in Canada through the MAID program. And coming up in the new year, they're going to legalize every drug. We are getting completely bombarded, and it is coming to your front door.
Absolutely. Canada and Australia are the models of this takeover, and it's not just you saying this. We have the actuaries from the insurance companies. They're doing it. And think of those that survive but are invalids now. This is designed to weigh down society and make it collapse.
That's exactly right, Alex. So I have a solution for you that I want to drop off for you. And first off, I want to say this is a spiritual problem. If you've taken the vaccines, begin to pray. And those that haven't and those that have, we need to band together now and pray to God for the solution to this and for physical miracles in people's bodies to save people.
Well, I agree, and all the studies show praying really works and is real, but God helps those that help themselves. I've talked to a lot of medical doctors and scientists. If you take things like ivermectin, even though you don't, quote, have COVID at the time or you've had the injection, they're seeing a lot of success in it shutting down the spike protein replication in the body.
Yes, that is exactly true. Alex, I want to drop off an operation that I believe can defeat the COVID nightmare. It is this. You have one of the and you have millions of listeners who are tuned in right now. This is what I suggest. You make up a T-shirt to arm the InfoWarriors, to mobilize them. And the T-shirt is this. A high-res photo of those protein tumors and clots or whatever they are. Get a high-res photo of it. Make a huge shirt on the front of a shirt and put on the top of it, what is this? ? You sell those to every InfoWarrior out there. And imagine this. Going to city council and to school board meetings and to any elected officials and in the mall and everywhere, all of a sudden people start seeing this shirt that says, what is this?
I totally agree. It can create a chain reaction. I mean, a website, too, that's generic that they can't even censor at first. Something like, what is this, dot whatever, or, you know, what are the tubes or something. And if people are already asking, you know, about the diet suddenly and about the protein tubes, and then you can go to city council and read the studies, even out of major universities, that it is protein globulates and these tubes being produced by the poison shot that are protein prions of the body. That's a great idea. Hopefully we have the funding to even print the shirt and do it. I mean, that's how serious the situation is here. But great idea. We will do that, Jeff. God bless you. We'll be right back with more phone calls in 60 seconds. Please stay with us.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now back live in hour number two. Well, there have been more missile attacks deep inside Russia, more of their military bases getting blown up. Henry Kissinger said we're on the verge of nuclear war. And now explosion rocks major gas pipeline. Major Russian gas pipeline explosion has rocked a pipeline in Russia's Chuvash Republic, several hundred kilometers east of Moscow, causing a major fire. Local authorities have said the incident along the route, which is used for transport energy to Europe, killed at least three people and injured another one, while prompting gas prices in Europe to soar. What do you think that's going to be? But right now, we're taking phone calls on the vaccine that isn't a vaccine, the injections, and all the mass deaths, and the insurance company numbers showing at least 13% on average death rate increase above regular death rates across the Western world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. Also, food giant says sliding sale volumes flash latest economic warning. One of the biggest food producers in the country, General Mills, reporting record slump in food sales. Yep, they gave us all that free money and shut down production around the country. Now they've cut off the money and the stimulus packages and are raising interest rates, and it is killing the economy. That's what's going on. We've all got to decide what's essential in our lives and support that. Bill Gates criticizes Elon Musk's approach to running Twitter. Yes, not enough censorship, he says. What a little monster. Of course, it's now come out. More Twitter files dropped yesterday that the FBI was giving national security clearances to executives at Twitter to conduct illegal activities of surveillance and intimidation. How the FBI primed execs for Russian disinformation out of Hunter Biden bombshell, all run out of the White House by Obama in early January 2017 in a January 5th meeting that I told you about. Because he signed executive orders in December and early January deploying what happened. Incredible. That's coming up. But right now, let's go to your calls. And I had the last call on for 4 minutes. He was a great caller, but I can't do more than 2 minutes of pieces. I just want to get everybody on air. Ahmed in New York, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Salute General Jones from New York, man. We love you out here. I just want to let you know, don't let anybody tell you differently. I just wanted to get this kicked off with the testimonies that I have with, first, my mother. She took her vaccines. I'm not sure exactly which one. Possibly the Johnson & Johnson. She's stuck in a haze. She calls it a fog, and I'm sure a lot of people call it a fog. I think it has something to do with the cognitive, like your motor skills. She's not the same. My grandmother, 87 years old, healthy as an ox, never drank, never smoked her entire life. Now she suffers from blood clots in her legs. She has problems walking now. My father, he's always had a bad heart, but never how does it make sense you take your second dosage for Johnson & Johnson and then you end up in Cleveland Clinic Hospital with a ventilator in your throat for 2 weeks and you almost passed away? And then when the doctors are in there and you ask the doctors, does it have to do anything with the side effect with the vaccines? They write it off right away like they created the vaccine. It's the most amazing thing ever to watch these doctors lie to the families. And you know that they're lying, and you and they know that they're lying, but they just hold on this, like, lie. Then I have my uncle's son. He almost passed away on a baseball field. He plays baseball, and he went into cardiac arrest, seizured out, almost passed away. I have another friend that's next door to me. He his son almost passed away on a baseball field while doing athletics. I have, there's a lot of problems with my employees. They took the vaccine. I never told them to take the vaccine. They did it on their own, which I always recommended that everything be done by choice because that's what the country is built on. It's about your choice and whatever that you want to do with your sovereign rights that are given to you. And that's what they've taken away from us. And everybody's just playing this like, oh yeah, it's okay. We get along with Fauci, even though he's lied. Committed perjury, he said 174 times with Rand Paul, I don't recall, which is the most incredible BS.
Absolutely. Incredible caller. I'm so sorry about your family. But in closing, Ahmed, is any of the family thinking they're not going to take the shot the next time? Or are they putting two and two together yet?
Oh, they're far from it. They don't not want to take anything else. I always tease them about it. And it's just because I try to make a light of it, because I've always told them about this conspiracy turned fact. And now they lean on me basically for the news, which is so important for everybody out there listening to InfoWars. Please do the auto ship. Please, I'm looking for the vitamin D, the liquid vitamin D. It's the winter sun. I'm waiting on that, Alex. There's a lot of things that I encourage everybody to be part of, and but most importantly, have your relationship with God. Do not rely on the technocrats and these big giants that just want to suppress the small guy, because the small guy ultimately is the Goliath.
And absolutely. God bless you, man. I could talk to you for a whole hour, but we got to get the next person. And we don't have the winter sun. That's high quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue, or high quality vitamin D3 under the tongue, and vitamin K. And quite frankly, it's a little better than the D3 gummies with zinc, because with calcium, because you absorb more of it under the tongue than you do in the stomach. But it's still the same high-end vitamin D. So get the gummies, and thanks for keeping us on air. But let me mention this. Ernest Ramirez was watching live yesterday. I talked about his son dropping dead, who was in good shape on the basketball court with no congenital heart defects, just a few days after he took the Pfizer shot. He was listening and put a clip up here today saying, thank you, Alex Jones, for InfoWars, for constantly sharing my son's story. Well, brother, they're going to kill all our kids if we don't get your son's story out. So I care about you and your son, but this is life preservation for everybody and the rest of our families. But yes, sir, but I'm not doing you a favor keeping your beautiful son in the news. They murdered him, and they're going to murder us if we don't stop them. So I'm almost as pissed as you are, Ernest, because I have empathy, and I know what these people have done and what they want to do to me and my family. I mean, we got to get back to understand this is real, folks, and be pissed. So I'm beyond just caring, Ernest, okay? You understand that? But the point is, he's been banned on Facebook for talking about his son's death. They're aiding and abetting the mass murder. They're running the censorship, they admit it. And the Justice Department quarterbacks it with the CIA. I told you years ago we're targeted by the FBI and the CIA. We know it's intelligence agencies. We know the names of the people. I can't get into all of it, but I mean, I have friends that used to work there, folks. How do you think I know all this stuff? And it's just, it's completely out of control. They're murdering us, and the idiots, the FBI, pretend like they're going to get away with this because they're part of the system because they deny it. All these doctors are coming out all over the world saying, we know everybody's dying, we're getting sick, we're told we're fired, or we talk about it. But when they all start going public, you're not going to be able to stop them, and it's starting to happen. We are at the verge of pushing this over the top, and all the demon-possessed minions of the system, the lawyers and the corrupt bureaucrats and all of them, they know they're going down. All right, only took 2-3 calls in that segment. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back and take 4 calls next segment. No matter how good you are, I'm going to cut you off because we got to get the next person that's awesome as well. But Ernest is still on Twitter for now. But Bill Gates doesn't like that. He's come out and demanded that vaccine hesitancy be taken down. Vaccine disinfo be taken down. Because everything he said's a liar. And he can't stand scrutiny while he makes billions of dollars murdering you and your family. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back on the other side. But yes, support the broadcast and support yourself. If you're not taking Vitamin Fusion with all the vitamins, all the minerals, amino acids, if you're not taking a D3 on top of it, it's the most important, you're crazy. And yes, I would take the Real Red Pill Plus. We just got that back in after 2 years being out of stock, and it's got basically everything in it. But different formulas are good for different people, or you can mix them all together. And again, I hired a chemist who makes supplements for top national brands to come out and make Real Red Pill Plus. Nobody's got this. This is proprietary. This is amazing. 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. Now, listeners, I know you want to support, but no more plugging your products. I need to get to your stories and your reports. We got a lot of callers calling in about the border as well, but it's like 5-1. Folks are calling in about the poison shots. I'm taking calls in the order they're received. Banned.video isn't just our material, but hundreds of other banned people are there as well.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the most censored man broadcast in the world, because evil hates the truth. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, I'm going to run back to your phone calls, but first let me say this. Ernest, who lost his son, Ramirez, sent messages and put up a thing on Twitter thanking me for remembering his son they murdered over a year and a half ago. And again, thanking me is great, but think about thanking someone for caring that they murdered his son. My father almost died from the second round of COVID that Fauci made in the lab and released on purpose, and we now know that. Rob Dew almost died, good friend of mine. I had family that died. I know a lot of people that died or who are in wheelchairs now. And I look at the numbers and the facts, and I know they did this. And if we don't have empathy for the innocent, for the unborn, for everybody, we have nothing. You're supposed to care when somebody else is getting hurt. That's a built-in mechanism so that you care for them and they care for you and you hang together. And we've gotten in this position because we're such TV heads and we're so distracted that we think it's dumb to even care about others. Meanwhile, they don't care about us and the society falls apart. Now, they wanted to test this to see if they could get away with it, and they're not. That's the good news, and they're really hopping mad right now. So the good news is they're not getting away with it. The bad news is they're reloading with something worse. And here's another reason I'm really mad. Even if I don't take it or my children don't take it, it's a bunch of studies I've had top scientists on. We've known this for over a year and a half. The people that take these shots slough it. They study people that took the shots a year and a half ago. They're still producing spike protein and still getting people sick. It's a synthetic virus. It's in the EcoHealth Alliance documents they created as a synthetic virus. They can spray in the air. Remember that? London Telegraph. Whistleblowers went public. We've had the whistleblowers on. So it's a synthetic nanotech protein that they're injecting people with that they produce to supposedly stop them from getting the regular COVID. And so then everybody else that didn't even take the shots getting sick from it as well. And you bet I'm mad we're under bio attack. You bet I'm angry. But I'm most angry at people that work for the system who I see getting sick and dying themselves, but they're so weak-minded and they bought into the evil, they pretend like they're part of the power structure, but they're being destroyed as well. And that's what's really insane about all of this. Carlos in Texas, go ahead, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Alex, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I think here for probably the past year and a half, I've been calling in about my mom. She was badly hurt by COVID, but it wasn't mainly COVID. It was more the remdesivir. So we've been dealing with her progression of advanced kidney failure, her GFR rate at 6%, and you know, the story about the babies that you guys have been passing about the vaccinated blood being given, well, mom's been needing, or she's had 4 blood transfusions in the past year and a half or so, and every time she goes back for one, everything gets worse for her. So I personally think that that's what's going on, and that's why she's further and further getting into a much worse state than what she originally was. It seems like she can't.
Absolutely. You know, they've got some preliminary studies out. I actually got a clip on this from a doctor, but it depends on where the needle goes in your arm. If it gets into a capillary bed or into a larger vein or artery, then you're screwed. It's going to replicate. You're going to die probably in a day or two. But if it goes into a fatty area and your body defends it and then it doesn't start replicating, then you still have some of it in your body, but it's very small traces. It never really gets going. But it's all kind of like where you plant seeds. If you plant seed in the good black dirt, you know, out in the sun and it gets plenty of water, it grows. And well, that's the needle getting into the blood supply. And so if it's already replicating in your blood and you give somebody, you know, an entire or two whole IV bags of blood, woo! I mean, it's going to replicate in there like hell.
And that's what's been happening. But, you know, luckily I used Dr. McCullough and the other doctor from West Texas. I can't remember his name for the life of me. But those guys helped me save my dad. Yes, Dr. Barlett. He helped save my father's life. But I've
he's
known
a hero. That's a hero. That guy worked 20 hours a day for like 2 years last time I checked, and you can see it aging too. I mean, that guy really worked himself hard.
Yes, and so back to like the previous caller, I know of two people that were in regression, Alex, and they were forced to take the vaccine. They were cancer free for almost 2 years. They made them take the vaccine in order for them to get checkups and for them to do all kinds of other tests and stuff like that, and their cancer came back with a vengeance.
Sir, remember when they first started giving the shot a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago? They said it's quite normal to get tumors and cancers from the shot, but it's no big deal. Just get used to it and just move on. The biggest cancer research facility in Germany a year ago said you should not take the shots because they watched their patients that were in remission take it and then get explosive relapses in the cancer that killed people in sometimes weeks.
Yes, and I mentioned those studies to them before they got the vaccine, Alex, and they thought I was crazy. They thought I was crazy, and they still think I'm crazy. They still don't think that there's a connection between those. So, oh, it's because, you know, it was bound to come back. No, it wasn't. They were free and clear for almost 2 years, Alex.
Well, it's very sad. I'm very sad for those friends and family, but they are they're just too trusting because they would never do that to somebody. They can't believe somebody else would do bad. Most victims of crime, it happens to them because they just can't believe something bad could happen. I appreciate your call. Carlos, great points. Very sad. Jeff in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. First time caller, a little bit nervous. First of all, God bless you and God bless everybody that's listening. Don't ever complain about your rants, sir. It's how we all feel. You're God's antenna, and it's just broadcasting that signal. So I love it when you scream. I love it when you get mad. It's just, it's that. I like to talk about my father, and what your last caller just said was exactly true. He had non-Hodgkin's lymphomatic cancer. And as soon as he started getting his shots, because he was that guy that was listening to CNN, he was listening to Rachel Maddow, who I hate. And we would argue sometimes, and I was trying to explain to him because I was listening to your show, showing him your clips. He would not listen to me. And eventually his cancer came back. Of course, they gave him more boosters. He got sick. They put him in the hospital. We couldn't see him. I couldn't see my father. My mom would get in there every now and then, all masked up. And they had him in the hospital for so long. And not giving him vitamins, not giving him anything. I had ivermectin. I wanted to get that to him. They would not let me in the hospital. And eventually he passed away. And even the process after that, with dealing with the death and processing the body and the COVID restrictions, it was just a mess. And I love that video you guys shared of Fauci back in 2014 on C-SPAN. With that panel, if you guys can share that video again.
Where he says we're going to release a virus out of China to blow up the old system and bring in four shots.
He was actually talking about the ferrets and how they use the nasal spray.
Hold on, stay there. Remind people, I'm going to give a minute more. I'm going to play a Rachel Maddow clip since you mentioned it. I hate her evil guts as well. But understand that she was reading an exact talking point. They just get a talking point and they read it out and they get their money. Believe me, they're not taking the shots because they don't like you. She likes killing people.
InfoWars secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it at the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% humanoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Transmission, you're under globalist attack. You can roll over to die, or you can fight back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going right back to your phone calls, and then the next hour, I'm going to do about 20 minutes of breaking news, the waterfront. Carbon taxes come to the U.S. by stealth. Europe's carbon tax announcement that's passed. Unelected bureaucracy. I mean, this is all going down. We're going to be covering that. But let me tell you about something really exciting. And I'm excited because this will do great things for you. And this was a number three bestseller. Hadn't had it for over 2 years because we couldn't get some of these proprietary ingredients. We got it back in. Real Red Pill Plus. Here's a very short history of it. 6 years ago, I go in and I get a big blood work, fancy clinic to get all my hormones checked. They take, like, you know, a whole bunch of blood. They do over 20 tests. And this doctor's renowned, and I noticed he had his own line. He's got clinics in different parts of the U.S., but he lives here in Austin. He's a listener, so I got to see the actual head guy. And I said, "What's this that you're selling up at the front desk?" And he said, "It's key vitamins, key trace elements, and minerals, but more importantly, it's the preglinone in it. And that's the precursor to all hormones. People have sluggish energy, premature aging, all sorts of problems because their body produces preglinone, but needs a bunch of compounds to do it. And most people don't have the ability to produce it anymore, especially after 40. He goes, "Just see what it does for you." And I remember back when I took a bunch of it, I lost a bunch of weight. Then I forget and forget to take it. We've been out of this for years. I haven't even been taking it. I didn't go out and get some other off-brand of it because there is preglinone out there. And it's great if you take it by itself, but this has got a whole bunch of other stuff with it. It will blow you away. The Real Red Pill is something special. This is proprietary because I took what that doctor was selling and I took it to a chemist that produces a lot of high-quality stuff for supplement companies. And I said, "I want all organic, supercharged ingredients, the very best." It's back to Real Red Pill Plus, but it's so proprietary to get all of these at that quality level that we haven't had it for over 2 years. Vitamin K, niacin, vitamin B6, folate, vitamin B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, chromium, molybdenum, beetroot extract, and, of course, most important, the preglinone. And I'll just tell men point blank, when I did start taking this, it boosted my testosterone naturally. I went and got tested, and it was very high for my age. It wasn't really low when I first got tested, but it did go way up. Like he said, it made my hair fall out. So it won't do that to women, but this is not a game. It's not a joke. This is the real deal. It does it naturally, and it's the Real Red Pill. Okay? So the Real Red Pill, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm just going to tell you point blank, just like the InfoWars MD products, or the new InfoWars Platinum products, these are not games. These are not jokes. They're the best you're going to get. Okay? And I'm very excited. If people just keep ordering the Red Pill, if they're right, they are. We'll be out of the hole in just a few weeks. The problem is that we're going to run out of it as well. So thank you all for your support. We're just neck and neck staying on the air. And so please keep us on air by getting the products today. Okay. Let's go ahead now and go back to your phone calls. I'm taking them in the order they're received. Jeff in California was going to finish a point he was making. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, sir. It was 2014 when Dr. Death and his panel were on there. It was on a C-SPAN. They were literally talking about everything they created that in lockstep happened today. And that was, they were talking about how they gave ferrets this COVID virus, and another one would sneeze on the other one in the cage. It's that video. Please share that video again. And, sir, I got to give you guys a quick plug, even though you're not asking for plugs, because I avidly work out. And every morning I wake up with Fizzy Magnesium, put my aminos in it, mix that up. I take a drop of Ultra 12. I take a drop of the Ultra, the Male Vitality. I have Brain Force. I have your Winter Sun, which when that comes back into stock, I can't wait to get. And then what the magnesium does is that opens everything up to allow all that stuff to come in. So I also have a saying, I don't embrace excuses. I embrace solutions. And the solution is if everybody would not go spend their money on Amazon and Christmas and all this other stuff, and they go out and, you know, take their family out, if they could just spend their money and be a supporter, that is the solution, even if it's $25, $5.
No, I hear you. Imagine the world without InfoWars. That's really where we're at. I hate begging constantly, but I hate the begging less than I hate going off air. Thank you for the call. Okay. I'm going to go back to your calls right now, but since he brought up Rachel Maddow and how evil she is, here she is 2 years ago, and she said it again for a year before she left. No, you take the shot, you're totally protected. Reading that talking point, a total lie.
It means that instead of the vaccine being able, instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person to person, spreading and spreading, sickening some of them, but not all of them. And the ones that it doesn't sicken don't know they have it, and then they give it to even more people because they didn't recognize they were... Right. Instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way, now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this. If we just go fast enough.
And again, folks, if we had a $200,000 video switcher, that what you just saw would not happen, but we have a $50,000 one, and I'm not complaining. So it randomly plays clips with the audio off. We're not editing her. That just does that. When you see it uploaded to Man.Video later, we'll have the folks that upload the videos fix the audio where it's not a second off. But that is not editing. She actually said that. It's on record that she said that. Okay, let's go back to callers. Freeman in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. First time, long time. I just needed to call in and share my story. But first, sir, I just needed to personally thank you. And I don't want to get too emotional here, but I need to thank you for saving my life, for saving my family's life, my children's lives. To you, to all your guests, to all your doctors, all the way up to President Trump, the people that have been standing up, putting your lives on the line. And I'm calling here from the Granite State, and it's not just what they find in the ground, it's what they find in our hearts, sir. And I need to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And if you ever need a safe place and you find yourself in New Hampshire, you or your crew, you can stand behind me, sir.
Well, God bless you, brother. Tell us what happened with the shots.
Sir, I've lost my best friend in January. 2 weeks after he took his shot, he had some health issues. He was forced to take it because of his family. All the way down to May, lost my father, massive blood clots, 75 years old. You know, even what you guys were just talking about, the last caller about the post-death or after-death, they said they were going to do an autopsy, and magically they didn't do an autopsy. It's just the stuff that's happening.
Right, and it turned out all the way from the WEF and the UN, they run in all the response. They said, don't do autopsies. They even told the medical systems to cover it up. Think about the level of evil. They weren't just censoring and surveilling people online, doctors criticizing and telling the truth. They were making sure they could commit the murders and cover it up beyond premeditated.
One day after his booster, so his third technical shot, massive clots in his neck, his lungs, his brain, you know, you put it together.
I'm so sorry, my friend. But just think about how from day one, the FBI and the CIA with Fauci were enforcing surveillance and control over nurses and doctors and scientists and studies to suppress the truth. And they're still doing it. And Ernest Ramirez was taken off Facebook for talking about how they killed his son.
They're still doing it, sir. Not only that, in these hospitals, they're still forcing the nurses to wear masks, which we know don't work. They're still forcing them to take the vaccines or fake vaccines, however you want to refer to them. My wife was fired from her job a year ago. Luckily, through the grace of God, she found another job. I mean, you know, like we've talked about, like everyone that calls in has the same story, and we just need to stand up like you've been doing, and I can't thank you enough, sir.
No, don't thank me. We're in it together. Just help us and spread the word about InfoWars and never surrender. We'll never give up. We'll never surrender. We can give out. We are in your hands, listeners and viewers. We are in your hands. The truth is in your hands. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast, and please buy great products at InfoWars Store.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Two. I'm going to come in the first two segments of hour three and hit a bunch of news on other subjects we got ahead. I don't want to just be a one-trick pony on this shot, but it's their takeover, it's their world ID, but it ties into the carbon tax and banning the cars and the cows and everything. I got a bunch to hit on that because it's not coming. It's now, just got chills, officially here. I mean, this is just crazy that I sat there when I was like 5, 6, 7 years old. And those were good people back then that worked at the FBI and the military and all sorts of folks that were friends of my dad that would come by and play chess and drink beer and smoke cigars and pipes at the house. And I just grew up with these guys talking about the beast computer and digital money. And when they do this, they'll try that. They're going to destroy the family and they're going to bring in a world government. They're going to put taxes on all the farmers and shut everything down. And you're sitting there hearing this as a kid. And that was priming my mind for it. And then I go on to be a teenager and didn't think about it. Then I start going to college and they're just, everything I was told was starting to happen. Well, those guys were on the inside. They were what was left of the old good America. Not that it was perfect, but they were not horrible, evil people. And again, my uncle worked in Iran-Contra. And before he died, he told me, you know, why he got out of whatever secret program he was in the army. And, you know, tied into God knows what. He just said the last straw for me and some of my men was they were kidnapping kids out of the orphanages in Central America and shipping them God knows where, which you see now out in the open. And I said, give me the particulars. He said, it's too secret. They'll kill you. I'm not going to tell you. But he goes, you know what it is. So that's how real this is. I don't need to read it in a book. I don't need to. I can go to the border and see it, what my uncle told me right now. Where do these children go? What is going on? Why are we run by people like this? And that's what's happening. And we've got to decide we're not with it and not let it win. And again, we were supposed to be beaten by now. All of us, we're not. Humanity's really waking up. The globalists are scared. And I'm not trying to pump you up with, hey, everything's fine. No, we're in deep crap. But our only hope is to stand up and say no. Mike in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. Sorry, let me put my machine down here. I'm a dang logger. Hey, real quick on.
Hey, I gotta put you on. Put him on hold. See if we can get his phone fixed, okay? Because it's overdriven. I can't understand you. You gotta get off the headset, whatever you're doing, okay? Let's go to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on the air on the open borders. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Alex. God bless you. God bless your family, and God bless the InfoWar crew. The border is going to be the end of this country, pure and simple. The replacement migration that you've talked about over and over again, this is going to destroy us. And as Steve Quayle said, it's not a political solution. It's a spiritual solution. And we all have to pray. We all have to get back to God. And as far as the Frankenshot is concerned, you know, when you had Dr. Boyle on in 2020 and Dr. Lee Ming Yang, I think that's how you say her name, the thing that I keep thinking about is what she said, they're going to hit us with hemorrhagic fever.
Well, that's what Dr. Boyle and all the insiders, because those guys come on the air and they don't just predict what's going on. They've been big head UN chiefs. They've been heads of U.S. departments. So they've got the sources, and they say they've got airborne weaponized Ebola.
Absolutely. And when you hear them explain it to us, and then you find out, which you have told us, why is China buying up all the antidote? I think it's Darzalex is the common name for it. I can't pronounce the real chemical.
That's right. This was all a dress rehearsal with COVID. They're getting ready with hemorrhagic fever next.
And the funny thing about it, I was talking to some friends, and I won't go into the personal part of the Frankenshots because we've all got the same story with family and friends. But a couple of weeks ago, we were outside. I'm an early riser, 4 o'clock in the morning, and here comes one of these big Boeing 727s or whatever it was. And I'm looking out, and I said, what is that? I see these lights looking. And by the time it got over the top of my house, I could see the landing gear. I could see the lights under the carriage of the plane. And I says, they're spraying us. They've got to be spraying us with stuff. I've never seen a plane fly that low. And we have military stuff going over our area all the time.
Let me tell you a story. I'd done Coast to Coast AM like 18 years ago, and I'd just gone off the air at about 4 a.m., and to stay up, I drink a six-pack of beer because beer has a stimulant effect on me. And I'm out in the backyard, smoking a cigarette, you know, a little guilty treat. And I quit for 14 years, folks, and now I'm back at it again. I got to stop again. And I'm having a cigarette in the backyard, drinking a beer, about to go to bed for 3 hours and get up to the show. And here flies a Cessna with spray tanks on it at no higher than 300 feet. Spraying. And I sit there and smell the smell of pesticides, smell the smell of chemicals. And so I call the health department the next day, and they say, oh, yeah, we're eradicating the something Chinese beetle or something. Yeah, right. There's all sorts of crap going on, brother.
Yeah, yeah, it's insane. And what are we going to do as a civilization to survive this? The whole thing, I'm a longtime listener. I'm a founding member. What are we going to do? How are we going to communicate? Is the satellite system at the phone store? Is that the way we need to go? The bivvy
system? Well, let me tell you, as a founding member, we're like 6-7 months behind on that. Obviously, you guess what it is. totally separate from this operation, a communication system, not just a show, but a two-way communication system on the internet, and then also by mail, where at least you get once a month, sometimes once a week, a actual letter. We're going to have to go back to that. So I'm just going to let people know it's almost ready. And I'm sorry I haven't got everything done, folks. I'm fighting as hard as I can, but I run out of energy. But we've got a bunch of projects almost done. That's why I'm so angry that InfoWars is having so much trouble, because we're like pregnant. We've got all these operations we've got to launch, all the stuff we want to do. And we're always putting out so many fires and so many attacks. And we've gotten a lot done, thanks to God. But yes, all the founding members, the core people that are going to basically be contacted and be, you know, dialed into the first phase of something. And I'm going to leave it at that. I appreciate your call. All right, let's see if Mike in California, or I guess he left. That was somebody else. Oh, no, Mike's not the next caller. I'm sorry. It's John on the border and food and the flood of immigration. Go ahead, John, in Texas. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Quick story. I had an air conditioning problem a couple of years ago, and the guy sent over to fix it. When he was done, we started talking about the situation on the border. And he told me, he says, I'll tell you what, he says, I'm married to a Mexican girl. He said, my in-laws back in Mexico were big shots in the Communist Party of Mexico. He said, behind the scenes, he said, the communists control everything down there. And I have no reason to doubt him.
They definitely control four or five states in Mexico. That's official.
And all these people coming from communist Venezuela, communist Cuba, communist Nicaragua, by communist parts of Colombia and Brazil.
Oh no, it's the Millis film Red Dawn happening for real.
And they're coming in here with no checks, no nothing. That program of busting them all over the place that Texas has got is just helping them out, as far as I'm concerned.
No, you're right. This is Red Dawn in slow motion. And it's not the average person collapsed under COVID lockdowns that's a communist, but their leaders and the UN and Democrat Party chiefs that give them jobs, put them on welfare, they are communists telling them how to vote and what to do. So, yes, this is a giant globalist WEF UN communist army invading the U.S.
And last year we had all those forest fires. And now they're starting to have attacks on our power stations and stuff.
And the food distribution centers are all getting blown up. Yeah, no, we're going down. The power supplies are being cut off. I mean, they are taking us down right now.
They're going for gold right now. Another thing real quickly, Alex, I think the term citizen come from the French Revolution.
It did. Of course, what you're mentioning, the article's now on InfoWars.com. New Stanford Guide University says calling U.S. citizens American is harmful language, bans the word American. There's no end to what these scumbags are doing.
Okay, well, that's all I got for now, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, when the globalist communists take over, that are fascists on the top, it's like a case. Fascists run it, and it uses communism to control you. When they take over, they tell you being an American is bad. In the movie Red Dawn, in the re-education camp, they're telling them America is bad. The word American is bad. America is a whorehouse of capitalist pigs. Now it's all run by the big universities. It's all run by the big banks and Bill Gates. Hour number three straight ahead. We're going to be going to Ventura. We're going to be going to Ed. We're going to be going to all your calls in the order they're received. Michael in New York and more. Hour number three and a ton of news straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.